Okay, here we are. Ask the Mayor for April with Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett. Thanks again for doing this.
Yeah, I love doing it. I mean, I appreciate you coming and making it happen every month. So I've really enjoyed it over the years.
Well, good. We have a lot to talk about. I wanted to start with, there's a upcoming city council meeting on Thursday night, and I know everyone is talking about the waste and refuse fee ordinance. You had a few meetings with public discussion with more to follow coming up on Thursday. Can you give us a little bit of an update on where that ordinance stands today?
Yeah, you know, it was a long meeting last week just because there was a couple of big items on the agenda, but this being one of them. And you know, there's been a lot of discussion for the last two or three years, the fact that we really need to have a solid waste fee to cover our trash contract. And it really just in the last few months became more formal, and we've been going through that public process, and now it's time for the council to act upon that. And so, you know, we're in a great position. We've put as much information out as we possibly can to explain to people why we need it, how the money will be collected, and how it'll be managed to pay that contract. So it's very isolated, it's very transparent, it's just the right thing to do. The other thing that I think we helped kind of communicate in the last meeting was that this fee then ensures too that we can continue to do trash pickup and limb pickup and all that, because it takes that pressure off the street department's funding that we provide those services. So it's all tied together with solid waste. And so I think was able to communicate that very well. The council understands that. They know we need a new revenue source. So I'm optimistic that we'll get this done. I'm hopeful.
What do people not understand or not understanding about this now that you're starting to, you know, get to hear more and more of from the public comment?
Well, I think I still get the biggest question I get is, a lot of people think it's just new funding. It's new revenue above and beyond what we get. And so you have to kind of go back to that baseline that we've lost $10 million a year in funding that previously paid for that. So they'll say, my property taxes have always covered that. Well, in the past that was true. Now it's not true. And so this fee then becomes, they look at it as kind of isolated and say, what am I getting for this fee? So then you work through that process. But then people just say, you know, I just can't afford it. I can't swing, you know, $10 or $12 a month. We propose $12, but it's going to come down. So whatever the number ends up being, it's a very good number. It's the amount of money that you're going to be paying that goes to a lot of services that are provided. And then we can guarantee we can continue to do that. So it usually revolves around one of those three areas.
Just to understand a little bit better about the ordinance, this is not for rentals, apartments, businesses?
Well, it's not for businesses or rentals that are more than four units. So four units or less, there'll be a fee for each of those units there because they currently get individual trash service, but not large apartment complexes or any commercial, because they're all treated as commercial accounts with Republic. So this will just be the residences that are paid for through property taxes in the past.
And there's some credits too people can apply for if they qualify.
We're going to have a 25% credit for elderly over 65, for people with disabilities, you know, blind, for veterans, so with disabilities. And so it's kind of the standard model that a lot of other communities have used. It seems to be a fair allocation of that credit. There's also been a proposal made, and we'll see if that works its way through on this week, to give credit to people who recycle at home, a small credit, so same as the 25%. So we'll see. That's really, in a nutshell, that's what we're looking at.
Bottom line, what's the alternative if this doesn't pass?
Well, puts us in a really bad spot. You know, the general fund is 80% of that is made up of police and fire. This trash contract included in that general fund allocation. We continue to lose $10 million a year. You just can't sustain this. And so in order to keep those services, we need a new fee. And which means if we don't get it, we're gonna have to reduce services, and we'll have to have some layoffs in a variety of areas, because I have to be able to make up enough to continue to pay the trash contract.
Now, I learned that the trash fee, that will just be added to current sewer bills. So it's not like everyone is going to be getting a separate bill in the mail.
It'll be just the people live in the city of Terre Haute, because our sanitary district is beyond the city limits. It'll just be the people in the city, and it'll be an added line item. It'll say solid waste fee and your amount that you pay, and then you'll pay that each month with your sewer bill.
Any thoughts about what will happen on Thursday?
No, I'm optimistic. As I said, I'm very hopeful that we'll get this done. I think the votes are there. You know, there's been a lot of questions, a lot of pushback, because nobody wants to pay anymore. And I wouldn't be proposing it if we didn't have to do it. And I asked them to support it in order for us to move on.
In the meantime, I read an article about some Terre Haute leaders are seeking a government efficiency panel. Is this another way to get the community involved in local government, or is this something that you see that could impede on government work?
No, I think it'll help because it's going to help to educate people. Right now, people do not understand the budget, why we have a deficit in our general fund and a couple of other funds. I get questions about that, but it's so complicated. It's not something you can just give a one-sentence answer to. I think this will be helpful. First of all, they'll get to see all the things that we have done. You know, we've tried to communicate it. It's been difficult to get that message out there. So my goal will be to have a whole bunch of people educated about how the city budget works, the issues that we faced, the challenges, and what we've done to get us to the point where we're at now, and we need to get over the hurdle with a few other things. They also want to look at it, just efficiencies across the board, you know, county, township, whatever. We need to look at everything as a community to see, are we spending the taxpayer dollars as wisely as we can, which I feel in Terre Haute we're absolutely doing that. I'm sure others would say the same thing, but let's educate on everybody and what those dollars go to, what that return on investment is. Are there better ways to do it? Do we need new revenues overall to be able to do more and grow the community? All those things will be part of this group that will take a look at a little bit of everything.
Have you responded to that group yet?
Uh-huh. Yes, I have.
And what did you tell them?
Well, I'd already agreed to do something. We just got to figure out how we formalize it. That's kind of where we're at right now.
We also talked about last time more revenue. Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll find out more on Thursday about the new ordinance, but local income tax, what was that called?
We talked about two things: local option income tax, public safety. Yes. And that's up to the county council to decide. And, you know, they're continuing to have some public meetings about the jail and talk about how they're going to fund it. Then on our part of it would be, you know, we've got some things that we need to pay for in public safety that would be a perfect fit. And it's a nice distribution, so you're not putting any burden on, you know, the lower income households nearly as much as you might other households or businesses. I mean, it's kind of a diversified approach to revenue here. And so we talk about a stormwater fee, we've talked about public safety income tax, and we've talked about the trash fee. That's it. There aren't any other things on the table.
But those still could progress throughout the year.
Yes, absolutely. We'll see where it takes us.
Spring marks the arrival of many things, including maybe some city services going on, construction projects, maybe the Parks Department. Do you have any updates on what's new in Terre Haute right now?
Well, really, Margaret Avenue. You know, there's two things, and we talk about this fairly regularly because it's such a big project for us. But Margaret Avenue, 7th to 14th, the remainder of that project will be completed here this early summer. You know, I get a lot of complaints about how long it takes these projects to get completed, but trust me, there's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of, you know, these contractors have multiple projects going on, so they time the different phases so they can bring their resources in and have access to other vendors and subcontractors that they use. And so it takes a while, but they have to have it done by September 1st by contract. They will get that done. And then we hope to go to bid in July for the next phase, 14th to 25th, or Canal Road to 25th. And with an overpass, and so that should go to bid in July, and construction will hopefully then start in September or so. So Margaret Avenue will have a lot of work going on this year, but all for the betterment of the community without any question.
Also, a spring cleanup coming up, I hear, too?
Yeah, Saturday in May 7th, we'll do our citywide cleanup. We're asking people to show up to the police department at 12th and Wabash that day about 8 o'clock. So far, we've got several hundred volunteers signed up. Asking people just to come out and give us an hour, give us 2 hours of your time. We provide gloves and some snacks and some bags, and we'll send you to a certain area that we'll ask you to just go help clean up, and then we'll have all of our heavy equipment out doing some heavy cleanup and taking away a lot of furniture and things that are dumped in places that shouldn't be dumped. And so we'll spend that morning for about 4 hours, and we usually typically get about 40 tons of trash in those 4 hours, so we're looking forward to hitting it pretty hard again this year.
You know, a while back we talked about possible updates to Holman Center that would turn it into more than just an athletic arena. It's been a while since we talked about that. Are there any updates on that?
Yeah, the update is we continue to move forward with that. Been working through selecting an architect to do the actual design. The plan would be that it would take them about a year to complete that task, and they'll be getting started very, very soon. Another piece of this is the county creating the CIB, or the board that will oversee this facility in the future. And so that legal work is underway, and that will become a public thing very soon. So all that groundwork is happening. The next legislative session will go back and tie up the $37.5 million to be able to allocate that for next year, to get that money next year and be able to get construction started would be the goal at some time. It's all got to be timed out with the ISU schedule and all that, but the goal would be to begin work sometime in 2017.
But then the ultimate goal would be for that building to be able to host other events.
Yes, and it'll have convention space on the front, a remodeling of the rest of the arena from sound and video and all the things they need for concerts and a variety of things. It'll become a much more multi-purpose facility than it has been. It served the community well, but it needs some major updates, and it really needs this convention space added on because we just don't have any convention space in the community. So we're not overdoing it. It's not turning into some big, something bigger than what we need. It's exactly the perfect fit for our community. It's going to be a game changer for not only our downtown and the Terre Haute community, but Vigo County and West Central Indiana as a whole.
Primary elections coming up in a few weeks. Why should Terre Haute residents vote other than it's just their duty?
Well, that's always the thing. You know, the duty thing is something you learn, I guess. You know, you kind of hear that as you're growing up, but it's really amazing how our overall, I mean, Indiana does very poorly. And this year, I think there's a little bit of renewed interest because it's a presidential election. I think the governor's race is going to be very interesting. And so I think there's a renewed interest for this particular year. But I mean, we ought to be having 80% of the people vote. I kind of is mind-boggling to me. And so I just encourage everybody, go out and know who these candidates are. Ask questions. Find out who's going to advance the community or the state or the nation in a way that you can align your values with. And let's get it done. You know, it's very disappointing when, you know, 20% at the most seem to participate. Every once in a while you hit that 30% level, when I think it ought to be in that 75 or 80% range every election. And so I'm hopeful people will get engaged, and you're hearing a lot of buzz. There's a lot of media, you know, involved with this election cycle, but it still takes people to come out and vote, make your voice be heard, get the people in these positions who you want to lead our government at all levels.